Thank you so much for the privilege of sharing God's word with you.
谢谢大家，我有这个荣幸能够到你们教会来。
We didn't get to read our text this morning, so may we do that together.
让我们先念这个经文，一起来念。
It's found in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35.
是在马太福音第十八章二十一节到三十五节。
Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord,How many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?
那时候彼得近前来对耶稣说主啊我弟兄得罪我我当饶恕他几次呢到七次可以吗
Jesus answered, I tell you not seven times, but 77 times.
耶稣说我对你说不是到七次乃是到七十个七次
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账。
As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him.
才算的时候，有人带了一个欠一千万银子的来。
Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt.
因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐他把他的妻子和儿女并一切所有的都卖了偿还。
The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything.
那仆人就俯伏拜他说主啊宽容我将来我都要还清。
The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心把他释放了并且免了他的债。
But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded.
那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴欠他十两银子，便揪着他，掐住他的脖子说，你把所欠的还我。
His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me and I will pay you back.
他的同伴就俯伏央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。
But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay back the debt.
他不肯进去把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened.
众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，却把这件事都告诉了主人。
Then the master called.The servant in, you wicked servant, he said, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to.
于是主人叫了他来，对他说，你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。
Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
你不应该连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？
In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed.
主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。
This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
Some of you remember that in September of 2019, I dealt with the subject of forgiveness according to this text that we have today.
如果你们记得，在2019年九月的时候，我也讲过这一个题目。
I hope you don't remember it because I'm sharing with you the same message so that I don't have to prepare another one.
我希望你们已经忘了我讲什么，这样就我还可以再讲同样的这信息给你们。
I'm just joking.
我只是开玩笑而已。
That message was actually part one, and this is part two.
那个2019年的是第一部分，今天是讲的第二部分。
Although today's message will be understandable on its own, the two messages go together.
虽然今天的信息是非常容易了解的，可是其实和上一次的是应该连在一起。
So after this one, please go and listen to the other one again in order to put them together.
所以当我们听了这一段信息的时候，我们要回去和上一次的能够连在一起。
The subject of forgiveness is not a small one, it's not light.
讲到饶恕，这并不是一件小的事情，也不是一件不重要的事情。
It is deep, it is rich, and it is all of Christianity.
这是非常深奥的，也是非常非常丰富的一个信息。
It is the reason that Christ died.
耶稣为什么要受死呢？
So we talk about that frequently.
我们常常讲这件事情。
We will run into it all the time.
我们常常是讲到这一件事。
So let's look at this text with a fresh set of eyes.
所以我们来看看，重新来看这一段经文。
See, Peter is asking this question for one reason.
彼得问这件事情，他有一个理由。
When should the relationship end?
这样的一个关系啊，什么时候才能够终止呢？
If somebody offends me enough times, when should I cut that relationship off?
当有一个人他一直冒犯我很多次，到哪一个程度的时候，我应该就把他给分开了。
This is a really bad mindset.
这其实不是一个很好的心思意念。
Before I got married to my wife,I asked her the ultimate question.
在我和我妻子结婚之前，我也问她这一个问题。
What would it take for you to divorce me?
如果说你要跟我离婚的话，我要做些什么才能够让你跟我离婚呢？
She answered, if you abuse our children.
如果你虐待我们的孩子的话。
First of all, I was glad that she said children.
第一个我很高兴他只是讲到孩子而已。
Because it meant more than one.
不过是这个是另外一回事。
But secondly, she was concerned with a subject that I did not struggle with, so I was very encouraged.
第二个就是因为他所问的这个问题对我来讲并没有什么困难，所以我就没什么问题。
I assured her that I would not abuse our children.
我向她保证我绝对不会虐待我的孩子。
But then I said, even if I do, would you please give me help?
如果我真的是哪一次虐待的孩子，那你是不是可以帮助我呢？
Put me in jail, give me counseling, do something to help me recover.
把我送到监狱里面去，或是让我 有一些咨询的地方，就是做一些事情帮助我。
But don't divorce me.
但是绝对的不要跟我离婚。
Don't let anything sever our relationship.
不要让任何的事情让截断了我们两个之间的关系。
But what we didn't talk aboutwas something that pertained to her.
但是我没有提到的就是关于她的那一方面。
She didn't ask me the same question.
她没有问我同样的这一个问题。
She should have asked me, what would it take for you to divorce me?
她只问我说，那个，你要做什么才能够让我能够和你离婚呢？
Apparently, she thought she was perfect and she wouldn't do anything that would upset me or get me or motivate me to divorce her.
所以她的意思就是说她不会做任何不好的事情以致让我要跟她离婚。
I was concerned about avoiding anything that would offend her in the reaction of a divorce, but she wasn't concerned about how she would act that would motivate me to want to divorce her.
我只是想说我不要做什么事情让她觉得想要离婚，而她没有想到说她不要做什么，我会做什么事情让她会感觉到离婚，要离婚。
She thought she was better than I was.
她想她可能比我还好一些。
See, this is Peter's mindset.
这个也就是彼得他的想法。
How many times should I forgive those who would sin against me?
我要饶恕那个人多少次？因为他冒犯了我。
See, he would have answered his own question had he asked the question from the other person's point of view.
所以他没有想到说，如果说另外一个人也问同样的问题的时候，是怎么这样的情况。
The answer he should have asked also was, how many times should other people forgive me when I sin against them?
所以那个问题就是说，我们要问他说，当我做对别人做了不好的事情，他要饶恕我多少次？
Had he asked this question to himself, he wouldn't have needed to ask Jesus.
他应该要问他自己的问题，所以他就不需要再问耶稣了。
So how many times do you want people to forgive you when you sin against them?
他说我要饶恕你几次才可以呢？
Every time.
每一次都是如此。
If that is the case,then you wouldn't have any problems with forgiving other people when they sin against you.
如果是这样的话，那我们也就没有任何的问题去原谅别人，如果要人家原谅我们这么多次的话。
It says this in Luke chapter 17, verses 3 and 4.
是在路加福音第十七章。
If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. Luke chapter 17, verses 3 and 4.
路加福音第十七章第三、第四节，这里说：“你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你，就你就劝戒他，他若懊悔，就饶恕他。”
In verse 4, it says, "If he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times comes back to you and says, 'I repent,' forgive him."
第四节说，
Has any
倘若有一天他七次得罪你，又七次回转。我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
Has anyone here been sinned against you seven times in a day?
有没有人对你就是七次的这个冒犯了你？
That's by one person.
那是一个人。
I really can't think of anyone who had sinned against me seven times in a day.
我想不会有任何一个人他一天之中冒犯了我七次。
Maybe once or twice.
也许一次，也许两次。
And most people who repent don't want to commit the same sin or the same kind of sin to the person that they first offended.
同时当我冒犯人的时候，如果我们是认罪悔改的话，我们不会再一而再、再而三的去冒犯他。
So it's pretty rare that one person would sin against another person seven times in a day.
所以很少的情况会说我一个人的冒犯另外一个人一天之中有七次之多。
So the fact that Jesus is admonishing that we would forgive somebody seven times in a day is very, very rare.
所以耶稣基督他们也讲到说，一个人要在一天之中原谅一个人七次是非常非常少有的事情。
Would we be motivated to forgive somebody seven times in a day?
我们是不是真的能够在一天之中原谅一个人七次呢？
That would be very difficult.
那个是非常困难的。
The fact that Peter would ask this question means that he was self-righteous.
所以从那个彼得问的问题可以说他是有一点自以为意。
So he was blind by self-righteousness.
他是因为自以为意以至于他自己看不到。
Is forgiveness difficult for you?
饶恕对你来讲是很困难吗？
It should be.
是困难的。
It's difficult for everyone.
是对每一个人都是困难的一件事。
Because everyone's self-righteous.
因为每一个人我们都有一些自以为意。
We think that we're the second servant in this parable rather than the first.
我们就看这第二个讲的这个比喻，再来看比较我们前面讲的第一个。
We think that we owe God 100 denarii when we owe him 10,000 talents.
我们欠了神十万两银子，可是我们却认为只欠了一千两 ，maybe.
We think that we're the guy who only owes a little bit when we actually owe everything.
我们认为那个人他只欠了我们一点钱，可是我们却欠了别人很多。
The Lord says all of our righteous acts are like filthy rags.
神认为说我们所欠的东西是非常非常的多。
Whatever we offer God as a righteous act, he says, means less than nothing.
我们所献给神的，比起他让我们能够因信称义，那是简直不能比，太少太少了。
So let me picture for you what these filthy rags are.
所以让我们来看一看这个到底怎么一回事。
The best illustration of the filthy rags is actually menstrual rags.
主要的我们讲到神的这个怒，应该是讲到我们人自己的问题。
So when we offer him righteous acts,We are actually offering him menstrual rags and saying, "Here, this is for you."
我们当我们是献给神的时候，我们是跟说神啊，这个是给你的。
It is if that is the case for our righteous acts. What about our unrighteous acts?
所以这是我们是义的这一方面的行为。那我们在不义的方面的行为是怎么呢？
It would be even worse.
那比这个更差。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16, Paul declares of himself that he is the worst of sinners.
在提摩太前书一开始的时候，保罗说他是罪人中的罪人。
This was not at the beginning of his ministry or even before he was a Christian.
这个并不是保罗在他刚刚成为基督徒或刚开始他事工时候所讲的话。
This was at the end of his life.
这是在他快要 结束他世上的生命的那个时候他所讲的话。
Does this mean that his actions were worse and worse as he became more and more mature as a Christian?
是不是讲说他真的保罗在世上所行的事情是越来越不好？
No.
不是的。
It means that he got to know Jesus better and better, and he could see himself in greater depravity than he could before he met Jesus.
而是因为他认识耶稣，他认识耶稣越多，他越觉得自己是不好的。
He understood that he was more and more and more falling short of what God the Son was like.
他是感觉到他越来越是亏缺了神的荣耀。
So how about us? If we compare ourselves to other people, we can elevate ourselves and say, yes, we are more righteous than he or she is.
如果我们跟别人来比的话，我们也许会说，哎，我是比他更强，比他更有益。
But the more we understand Jesus, the more we understand how depraved and sinful we really are.
然后我们如果是认识神越来越多的话，我们就越了解说，我们真的是很多地方都亏缺了。
So the story begins with an impossible debt and ends with condemnation.
所以我们看到这个比喻里面所讲的是欠了很多的债，而最后就是得到的却是被定罪了。
So let me remind you of this debt.
让我们再看一看，再提醒你关于这一个债的问题。
A talent is about 75 pounds, so 10,000 talents is 750,000 pounds.
这个数目算不过来，一个塔拉就是这么多钱，所以是一万个塔拉的话，那是很多很多的钱。
Pounds of what?
是什么东西？
It could be gold, it could be silver, it could be anything.
可能是黄金，可能是银子，可能是任何的东西。
So we're going to take the lesser of the two amounts and say this is 10,000 talents.Of silver.
所以我们就用一个稍微少一点的量，我们说它是欠了一万两的银子。
At $28 per ounce today of silver, 10,000 talents is $336 billion.
照现在价钱来讲的话，它是有三忘了是多少数目，就是非常非常多的钱。
If it were gold.
如果是黄金的话
it would be $24 trillion.
那是有240亿。
So I'm going to address the debt and the amount of debt plus something else.
我要讲到他所欠的债，再加上一些其他的。
Yes, this is an astronomical debt, but we have to have answers to other questions.
这是非常非常大的一笔债，然后我们还要回答其他的一些问题。
How did he accrue that much debt in the first place?
他当初怎么会欠下这么多的债呢？
We know the money came from the king.
我们知道他的钱是来自王。
So the servant accrued over $300 billion worth of debt.
这个仆人竟然欠了这么多亿的钱。
Well,He needed several extra mansions to call his vacation homes.
他必须要在很多很多的这个职业上，就是要做很多次才能够赚这么多钱。
A few factories so that he can raise an income.
要开了很多很多的工厂呢，才能够有这么多的收入，才能够维持他的收入。
To hire an army of soldiers or protectors.For his private island.
他必须是一个在军中是一个很高很高的职位。
He needs a jet to get around.
他必须是到处要想要拿到这个钱。
And enough land to call his own country.
他把整个的这个土地都看作是他自己的土地。
And we can continue to use our imagination to figure out how he could have accrued this much debt.
所以我们就是能够去想他到底怎么会欠了这么多的债。
So he kept borrowing and borrowing and borrowing from the king.
他就是一直一定是从王那边一直借钱借钱借钱。
But even if we could figure out every penny and where it went, We would have to ask the question, why would the king lend them that much money?
所以就算我们能够整理出来说他所花的钱每一分钱是怎么花的，可是我们要问一个问题，说当初王怎么会借他这么多钱？
Even if we found out that he was so generous, we also find out that there is a day of accountability.
就算是他能够获得他的债或被免了，可是我们说他还是有这个责任在里面。
So knowing the day of accountability doesn't help if we know that the king is going to eventually call this man up and say, you have to pay all that back.
所以我们就看到他是对他所欠的债都是有要负他责任的，可是有一天那个王要叫他还这个债。
So it would be foolish for the king to lend that much money knowing that he wouldn't be able to pay it back.
所以这个对王来说也是很愚蠢的，他知道他不能够还这个债，为什么当初要借他？
So the fact that the king was this generous is first of all amazing.
所以这个王是这么样的慷慨，这是一件很令人惊讶的事情。
He kept lending, he kept lending and lending even though he knew that the servant wouldn't be able to pay it back.
他继续的一直不断的借他钱，借他钱，借他钱，虽然他知道这个仆人是没有办法还这个债的。
We all have been shown generosity by the Lord.
我们常常在世上我们是表现说我们是非常的慷慨。
Whatever we have, everything that we have is on loan from him.
我们其实所有的一切都是 从神这边借过来的。
You have a private jet, you have a summer home, you have a great business, the Lord loaned it to you.
我们有私人飞机，有豪华的住宅，有很大的企业，都是神借给我们的。
And one of these days, you're going to have to be accountable for everything that you receive from him.
有一天，我们从神这边所接受到的所有的东西，我们必须要负起我们的责任来。
The debt collector is going to come to take you to him.
有一天，那个债主会找我们。
You think the IRS agent is bad? The Lord's even worse.
我们认为说美国税务局是很不好惹的，那神更是。
When we deal with earthly debt, everything that we have and own is affected by it.
So, 我们在世上所负的一切的债，我们也都受到这个债的影响。
In verse 25, it says this, since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt.
第二十五节讲到说，因为他没有什么能够偿还之物，主人就吩咐把他的妻子、儿女，并一切所有的都卖了来偿还。
So what does God own?
这个是什么意思？
He owns the servant, he owns the wife of the servant, he owns the children of the servant, and he owns everything that the servant owned.
他有什么？他是有一切，他有妻子，有儿女，也有他的其他的财产。
So he says he's going to sell all of it to repay the debt.
所以他说你要把这一切你所有的都给卖了来偿还这个债。
The impact of our own debt is going to eventually come and get us.
所以我们对我们所欠的债造成的冲击造成的影响，有一天都会到我们身上来。
And if we try to repay this earthly debt, it's going to impact everything that we have, everything that we own, and every relationship that we have.
这个我们在世上所欠的债会影响到我们在世上所有的一切的事情。
Our job is going to be impacted because we may have to have more jobs.
我们的工作会受到影响，因为我们可能要需要找到更多的工作。
Our golf clubs, our boat, our fishing gear, everything that we own is going to be impacted by this debt.
我们打高尔夫球，我们的游艇等等，一切都会受到影响。
Our health is going to be impacted by this debt.
连我们的健康都会被它影响到。
But what about the heavenly debt? How is that handled?
那再说我们在天上我们所负的 所欠的债，那要怎么样处理呢？
When we pay our heavenly debt, we pay it alone.
当我们要偿还天上的债的时候，我们只有自己一个人有办法偿还。
Let's look at verse 34.
我们看第34节。
In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers,to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed.
主人就大怒，就把他交给掌刑的，要等他，只等到他还清了所有的债。
He alone is going to suffer.
他自己一个人 要经过这一切。
No wife, no children, no possessions are here.
在这里没有讲到他的妻子，没有讲到他的儿女，也没有讲到他其他所有的东西，只有他一个人自己。
He's not sold this time.
他这次他 并没有被卖掉。
He is tortured.
他是被这个关到监狱里面去。
So why does he get this kind of treatment?
那他为什么会得到这样的一个待遇呢？
Let's look at verse 32.
那我们看第32节。
The reason why he gets this kind of treatment is because he is wicked.
他为什么会受到这样的待遇呢？因为他这个人很坏。
Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to.
他是对他说，你这个恶奴才，因为你央求我，所以我就把你所欠的债都免了。
Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
难道你就不应该连续你的同伴像我连续你一样吗？
When was the servant called wicked?
为什么这个仆人被叫做是个恶的仆人呢？
Was he called wicked for being in debt?
他是不是因为他欠了债所以被叫做恶奴才呢？
Or borrowing that much money?
或是因为他借了太多的钱呢？
He wasn't called wicked for begging for more time to pay it off.
他也是央求说，是不是给我更多的时间让我还这个债？
He wasn't even called wicked for not saying thank you.
他被叫做恶奴才，因为他没有说谢谢。
Because as we see, when he was forgiven of the debt, he just walked off, didn't even say anything to the king.
我们看到，当他的债被免了之后，他就这样走了，连谢都没有谢一声。
He was called wicked for not forgiving as he had been forgiven.
他被叫做恶奴才，因为他没有饶恕他自己被饶恕的事情。
Forgiveness had always been.Conditional.
我们讲到饶恕是有一定的条件的。
Let's look at Mark chapter 11, verse 25.
我们看马可福音第十一章 chapter 11.
Chapter 11, verse 25.
第十一章第二十五节。
When you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him.So that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
这就说你们站着祷告的时候，若有人若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
Let me share with you another passage, chapter 6 of Matthew, verse 12.
让我们再看马太福音第六章，第verse 5.
Verse 12 through 15. This is the Lord's Prayer.And verse 12 says, Forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors.
这里特别讲到说我们要免了人的债，如同你免了我们的债一样。
Then in verse 14 it says,
然后在第十四节说,
For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Go ahead.
But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins.
所以你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Here in verse 14, he says it twice.
在第十四节里面，他讲了两遍。
Negatively and positively.
从负面的以及正面的。
If you forgive, your heavenly Father will forgive.
如果你饶恕人，那你的天父也饶恕你。
If you don't forgive others, your heavenly Father won't forgive you.
如果你不饶恕人，那同样的天父也不饶恕你。
So both negatively and positively, he affirms the very same thing, and that is forgiveness is conditional.
所以这里讲得很清楚，从正面的、负面的都讲得很清楚，就是说饶恕是有一个条件的。
Please ask yourself, is there somebody?That you need to forgive.
然后我们要问问自己，是不是有人你应当要饶恕他？
If you haven't forgiven them, your heavenly Father won't forgive you.
如果你还没有饶恕他，那天父也不会饶恕你。
You will be in serious trouble.
那你的麻烦就大了。
You will be condemned.
那你就真的是欠了很大的债。
I'm only bringing this to you to scare you partially.
我把这个信息告诉你是让你心里有所警戒。
Let me help you. A close family member, we'll call her Sandy.
有一个非常我亲近的朋友，我们叫她 Sandy.
Did a horrible thing to my mom and my siblings.
做了对我的母亲还有对我的兄弟姐妹做了一些很不好的事。
I'll just give you one example of what he did to us as children.
我就讲一件事情，就当他怎么样对我们的孩子，当我们还是孩子的时候。
She borrowed money from the three of us, and we didn't have much, and we weren't rich at all by any means. Borrowed $20 from each of us.
他向我们每一个人借了二十块钱，当我们小的时候。
I was about 11 years old, so back then it was a lot of money.
我那个时候大概11岁，但那个时候这个二十块钱是很大的一个钱。
Especially the kids.
特别对小孩来说。
I think gas was about $1.20 per gallon.
那个时候汽油一加仑只有一块两毛钱。
So certainly I could have filled an entire tank of gas with $20.
所以二十块钱我可以把整个车子的油箱给装满了。
Not that I had a car at 11 years old.
当然我在那个时候并没有一辆车子。
But even to an adult that would be a lot of money.
就算是对成人来说那也是比较大的钱。
After she borrowed it, she gave us a Christmas present.
当他借了我们钱以后，他就给了我们这个圣诞节的礼物。
The Christmas present was approximately $5 in value. It was a watch.
是一个大概是值五块钱的一个手表。
So she gave us a $5 Christmas present in exchange for the $20 that we gave her.
所以他给我们了五块钱的手表，等于来交想要交换我们二十块钱借给他的钱。
It was not considered just a Christmas present, but it was also considered repayment for her debt.
这不只是好像只是一个圣诞礼物，而是表示说这是她要还我们的这个债。
Imagine how infuriating that was to us as little kids that she would give us a $5 watch for a $20 debt plus a Christmas gift.
就想想看，我们孩子看到说，我们借了他二十块钱，他给我们了一个五块钱的手表，而且这还是一个圣诞礼物。
This was the kind of person that she was.
这就是他是怎么样的一个人。
She not only did that to us as children, but she also maligned the name of my mother so that everybody thought that she was a witch.
他不止这样对我们做，他对我的母亲也是做，所以每个人都叫他说是一个很不好的人。
All of it was untrue, and so when her friends found out how nice my mom was, they completely were surprised.
因为她是叫她的母亲是一个很不好的人。那直到很多人知道这件事情，就说：“哎，怎么会这样子呢？”
But those who never met my mother still think that she's a witch.
但是很多从来没有见过母亲的，还是认为说，就像那个Sandy讲的一样，我的母亲是一个很不好的人。
For this, as I was growing up, I couldn't wait to become an adult.
所以我那个时候我真的想我要变成大人，我要做一些事。
Or at least strong enough to get my revenge.
至少我要变成够强壮，然后我才能够报这个仇。
We fast forward to 20 years old.
到现在我们就跳到我二十岁的时候。
I had already become a Christian.
那时候我已经是基督徒了。
And I went to pray one day.
有一天我在祷告。
And as I was praying, her name came up.
我在祷告之中，她这个人的名字就出现在我脑海中。
And accompanying her name was the anger.
和她名字连在一起的就是我的怒气。
And the revenge.
是要复仇。
And I finally thought, oh, now I can have my revenge. I can deck her.
所以我想到，哦，现在我有机会报仇了，我要好好的打击她。
Then a horrible thing happened.
那就有一件很特别的事情发生了。
The Holy Spirit told me I had to forgive her.
可是神告诉我，我也应该原谅她，饶恕她。
So immediately I stopped praying and walked away.
然后我马上我就不祷告了，我就走开了。
I said no.
我说不行这样，不行这样。
But as a Christian, I can't stop praying. So the next day, I went to pray again.
可是作为基督徒，我不能够就不祷告了，所以第二天我又祷告了。
This time, the Holy Spirit brought her name up and said, "You have to forgive her."
这个时候就是圣灵真的是感动我，就是问我说，你饶恕了他没有？
So I stopped praying and walked away.
我又不祷告了，我又走离开了。
I didn't want to pray.
我不要祷告。
I didn't want to forgive her.
我不要饶恕她。
So the next day I went to pray again.
然后再一天我又开始祷告了。
As you have predicted, the Holy Spirit spoke again.
就像你预料的，圣灵一样的又告诉我这件事。
He told me I had to forgive her.
他告诉我，圣灵告诉我说，你必须饶恕他。
And I argued with him.
那我就说
，I said, no. Why would I forgive her? You know what she did.
我说，我怎么能够饶恕她？你知道她做了什么事
？She shouldn't be forgiven. She should be hit.
她不能够被饶恕，她应该受到惩罚。
She should be beat up.
她应该被好好的修理一下。
So I said, why are you asking me to forgive her?
你为什么要告诉我要饶恕她呢？
He said, because
他说因为
I forgave you.
我饶恕了你。
And I couldn't argue with that.
那我在这一点我实在没有什么好辩驳的。
The reason why I'm a Christian was because he forgave me.
我能够成为基督徒是因为神饶恕了我。
And all the wrongs that I've done, he didn't count that against me.
我做的一些很多的错事，你都不再纪念。
He reminded me, forgive as you have been forgiven.
他提醒我，你要饶恕人，就像我饶恕了你一样。
Forgive just as in Christ God forgave you.
饶恕他就像耶稣基督饶恕了你一样。
And when he reminded me of those words, I couldn't argue with him.
当圣灵提醒我这些事的事情的时候，我实在没有办法跟他再争辩下去。
So I said, "Oh," I said, "I will forgive her." And I forgive her, but you have to do something about these emotions because I still hate her guts.
所以我咬牙切齿地说，我会饶恕她，我会饶恕她，可是你必须要对她也要做一些什么事情。
Afterwards, an amazing thing happened.
接着就是有非常非常奇妙的事情发生了。
The burden that I've been carrying on my shoulders dropped off.
我在我肩上的这个重担一下子就脱落了。
And I realized she had way too much power over me.
我就知道说神他在我身上的那个能力是有多大。
Her very name angered me.
我不是神，就是说那个人他在我身上的权力有多大，他的名字都让我是心里就生出了气来。
She hasn't been thinking about what she did ever since she did it.
她从她做坏事以来就是做了这么多坏事。
She moved on.
她继续在过她的生活。
She doesn't even remember.
她甚至自己更不记得她做了什么了。
Why am I suffering then?
为什么我要受苦呢？
And the Lord gave me a picture.
所以神就给我了一个意象。
The people we don't forgive.Are chained to us like a ball and chain.
我们所不饶恕的人就像是一个链子一样的锁住了我们的脚。
I am dragging her around everywhere I go.
我真是拖着这个链子，每天每天都拖着她。
She is causing me suffering upon suffering.
这个人她是真是让我是每一天每一天都受苦。
And until we forgive.That chain is still there.
这个链子绝对不会断掉，直到有一天我们饶恕了他。
But after we forgive, it's unlocked and we're set free.
当我们饶恕了他，这个链子就断裂了。
Think about the people who offended you. Are you still dragging them around?
我们想想那些人我们认为有冒犯了我们的，我们是不是还那个链子还拖着继续走呢？
That's needless suffering.
那个就是一个 不必要的一个受苦。
Why?
为什么？
When Jesus came to liberate us,
当耶稣来释放了我们，
No more dragging the other person around.
我们不要让 别的人来用链子 拖累着我们。
He who sets you free, you are free indeed.
当神让我们释放了我们，我们就是真正的自由了，被释放了。
I want to apply this to you.
我要把这件事情就是怎么应用告诉你们。
When I quoted you, forgive just in Christ God forgave you.
当我们说我们要饶恕人，就像神饶恕了我们一样。
That's different than if you don't forgive others, your heavenly Father won't forgive you.
也就是说，当我们不愿意去饶恕人的时候，就神也不饶恕我们。
It is no longer that condition.
这现在这已经不是那样的情况之下了。
Before the cross, before Jesus was crucified, God forgave us on the basis of our forgiving others.
就是在神这救恩还没有达成的时候，神要不要饶恕我们，就是看着我们是不是饶恕别人而定。
After he was crucified, the motivation that we have to forgive others is the fact that he has already forgiven us.
可是当他这个上十字架受死，就完成了救赎的恩典以后，我们是不是要饶恕别人，是因为他先饶恕了我们。
Because the king says this.
因为那个王他这样讲。
Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
你难道不应该连续你的同伴，就像我饶恕了你一样吗？
There was no command for him to go out and forgive other people.
这里并没有一个命令说你要出去要饶恕别人，不是一个命令。
But what the king did to the servant was so amazing that it should have been already, it should have been understood, it should have been natural.
所以这个王对这个仆人所说的话是非常非常有道理，非常自然的一件事情。
God was so amazing to us that we should be so amazing to other people even without the command, but he gave us the command.
神对我们的恩典是这么样大，所以我们也应当对别人一样有这个恩典。这个不是他的命令，因为这个已经成为一个没有讲出来的命令一样。
If God has forgiven us that much,
如果神饶恕了我们这么多，
If he has forgiven us of 750 talents, over $300 billion,What is $10 of debt to us?
所以，如果神已经给了我们几千亿的这个饶恕，那我们对那个很少数目的，不应该饶恕吗？
It's nothing. We should easily forgive one another.
我们这样的话，我们就很容易的彼此饶恕。
That's how we follow Jesus.
这是。我们怎么样的？我们这就是我们如何的去来跟随的耶稣。
We show him our gratitude.
我们对他表示我们的。
By forgiving others just as he has forgiven us.
我们对他的感谢就从什么地方表现呢？就是我们饶恕别人，就像他饶恕我们一样。
Go and do likewise.
我们就照着这样做。
Let's pray together.
那我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we are so blessed.
亲爱的天父，我们是如此的感恩。
We have been forgiven of a debt that we could never pay.
我们的债务被免了，这是我们永远没有办法还清的债，你免了。
But how can we withhold forgiveness to an individual who could pay his debt?
那我们怎么能够不饶恕其他的人对我们所欠的债，而是可以？
Father, help us to live like you.
神啊，我们真愿意是像你。
Help us to follow your example.
帮助我们能够真的是学你的样式。
Help us now to be motivated to forgive others because you have already forgiven us of everything.
让我们有这样的心智来饶恕别人，就像你饶恕了我们一样。
For your glory and honor, we pray.
因你的荣耀的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.